What will your team do over the next 12 months to encourage more states to sign and ratify the Istanbul Convention?
18 Council of Europe member states have signed the convention so far. Promotional activities so far have covered approximately 30 member states of the Council of Europe. We will build on this momentum and we will continue with promotional events such as conferences, seminars, hearings, in order to reach out to interested parties and audiences with the aim of encouraging member states to sign and ratify, raising awareness among members of parliaments about the existence of the convention, among the media and among the professionals working in the field, and highlighting the added value of the Council of Europe Convention. I can be a bit more specific about some of the forthcoming events during the winter session of the Parliamentary Assembly in January, for example. With colleagues in the Assembly, we will organize a stand with information about the convention. The Assembly will also hold a debate on the signature and ratification of the convention. The parliamentary network of the Assembly will also meet during the presidency of the Committee of Ministers by Albania later this year, and they will discuss the role of parliaments in signing and ratifying the convention. And then end of February will take us to New York for a global promotional event together with UN Women. Then we will have another joint event with UN Women to cover the South Caucasus countries and the Central Asian countries. More theme-focused events will take place in Turkey, in Belgium, Estonia, Netherlands, and so on.
Tell us more about the slogan that you've got for the Istanbul Convention.
Yes, safe from fear, safe from violence. The slogan is meant to bring out the essence of the convention, safe from fear, a call to all the victims of violence, especially women, to come forward to report such cases. Safe from violence, the convention coming up, coming to their aid, bringing in novelties and added value in order to be able to prevent violence, to protect victims and to prosecute perpetrators.
There is some concern that the monitoring that goes with ratification of the Istanbul Convention might dissuade some states because they fear that they might be unable to devote sufficient resources to fighting the different forms of violence, including domestic violence. What would you say to lawmakers to persuade them that they should sign and ratify this treaty?
Well, the governments invited to ratify the convention are the same governments who, during the drafting of the convention by this government's group of experts, CAVIO, called for a strong and independent monitoring mechanism of the convention. It was actually one of the issues on which most of those countries agreed and were in common agreement with each other. In addition, let me mention that the monitoring is not supposed to be a punitive exercise. On the contrary, it is the aim of the monitoring reports is to help countries, to assist countries, to improve implementation of the provisions of the convention over time.
What are the costs involved in ratifying the convention?
There is no figure or bill attached to the convention. However, certainly there are costs that are involved with ratifying and implementing the convention itself, and the measures that it asks for require investment in both human and financial capital. For example, if the convention asks for new or improved services, whether it's legal services or legal aid and shelters and hotlines, health and social services, these will cost the government's money to provide and to set up. The same goes, for example, for the training of judges or police or social and health workers. The governments will have to invest in providing those trainings. So, yes, there is a cost involved, but if that is considered too expensive, so is not doing anything about it. It's quite and can be very expensive. And if you allow me, I will bring you a couple of examples. A Danish study, for example, found that violence against women, and this is only based on the cases that have been reported to the police, costs the Danish society approximately 70 million euros each year. According to the Home Office in the UK, the cost providing public services, including health, legal and social services, to victims and the lost economic output of women affected is £36.7 billion annually. The first analysis of this kind in Serbia indicates that the minimum budget costs of violence against women amounted between €16.8 to €43.9 million in 2009 only.